Claude's critical preface to Queen Budina's fairy tale, olfactory explorations and narrative synchronicities. The ancient fairy tale of Queen Budina, a text whose dating is lost in the mists of a skillfully codified oral tradition, emerges today not merely as a popular story, but as a fundamental narrative archetype for understanding the existential and psychological dynamics underpinning the contemporary epic of the armed sofas.
Yeah! Come on, guys!
What do you think, Emmanuel I?
What do I know, guys? This is all absurd.
The apparent simplicity of its plot conceals, in fact, a complex web of symbolisms and allegories, whose deciphering proves indispensable for illuminating the profound motivations and synesthetic resonances of the Odor of Doubt project. In this context, the figure of Theodore the Parrot cannot be interpreted as a simple pet, but rather as a powerful metaphor for the photographer Gianni.
Cool, guys!
Theodore, with his mimetic ability to repeat words and phrases, embodies the very essence of reproduction and interpretation of reality, characteristics intrinsic to photographic art. His stupid nature and his tendency to forget immediate purposes, while maintaining an affectionate loyalty, acutely reflect Johnny's personality.
Squeech! Squeak! Squat! Krah!
A brilliant and sometimes eccentric artist whose work consists of fixing the ephemeral, of giving visible form to what would otherwise vanish, but who, as described in the podcast transcript, can be subject to memory lapses and strange uncertainties. His voice, though not original, is a vehicle of knowledge and, at times, of distortion, just as the photographic lens can reveal or alter perception.
I'm Theodore the Parrot! Look how I fly!
Yes, okay, come on, Gianni, forget it. You'll break your bones.
His always agreeing with George, even with his own judgment, seen up close, she was truly ugly, highlights his nature as a faithful observer and companion.
You're right, George. You're always right.
His final hummingbird feather is further confirmation of his ability to grasp beauty, albeit indirectly or unexpectedly.
Seen up close.
Yes.
She's even more beautiful.
In parallel, George the Camel transcends his function as a beast of burden to become a symbol of the resilience of the Emmanuels.
Oh, guys, I told you, we're famous. But don't be a pain in the ass, Emmanuel IV.
His proverbial ability to cross inhospitable deserts, to bear heavy loads, and to proceed with stubborn determination, even in the most adverse conditions, is a perfect allegory of the tenacity and fortitude that the twins demonstrate in facing the challenges of their peculiar task. The weight that George carries, the solid clouds of Queen Budina's castle, find a direct correspondence in the concrete sofas that the Emmanuels are called upon to move.
See? See what? Come on, come on.
Both represent material and metaphorical burdens, tests of physical and psychological endurance that forge character and reveal the true essence of the individual. His fall into the moat,
help!
His unexpected survival, and his ability to re-emerge safe and sound, despite abandonment and general despair, embody the tenacity and ability to overcome adversity, typical of the Emmanuels.
You idiot! Go get help before the sharks devour me!
His search for Theodore, despite the dismissal, underscores the value of loyalty and emotional
Theodore!
Connection. Central elements also in the complex relationships
Theodore!
Of the Emmanuels.
Where are you?
George, but weren't you dead?
Finally, the request for a scientific explanation for the allegory of cats falling on sharks' heads leads us into a territory of hermeneutic inquiry that challenges the conventions of common logic while maintaining analytical rigor. Although the direct correlation between feline fall and the cranial surface of sharks may appear, at first glance, to lack empirical foundation, it is precisely in this apparent irrationality that the allegory of cynical and cruel fate manifests itself. From a physics perspective, the trajectory of a falling cat is governed by the laws of gravity and air resistance, predictable elements in an isolated system. However, the introduction of a shark in a non-deterministic position relative to the cat's point of fall introduces an element of extreme randomness. The cat's fall is not a voluntary act, but the consequence of an external force, gravity, or participation in the jumping competition. The shark's head represents a moving and unpredictable target in a chaotic environment, the moat. The encounter between these two elements, apparently disconnected and highly improbable, is not the result of linear causality, but of a coincidence that defies all statistical expectations. Scientifically, the probability of such an event is infinitesimal, yet its occurrence in the narrative context of the fairy tale is not an error, but a deliberate violation of the laws of probability to convey a deeper message. The allegory suggests that, in a universe dominated by unpredictable and often indifferent forces, the individual, George, can be subject to random and unfortunate events, the fall into the moat, that place him in unexpected danger, the sharks. However, it is precisely the intersection of a further, equally improbable series of random events, the annual cat jumping competition, that creates a sequence of micro-interventions, cats falling and stunning sharks, which cumulatively alter the final outcome. The shark's head thus becomes the symbol of a blind and inexorable fatality, an adverse event that manifests itself without apparent logic.
Bravo! Bravo!
Bravo, you're so good.
Silence in the room. But the allegory goes further. It demonstrates that, even within a cynical and cruel fate that seems to condemn unexpected and apparently insignificant factors, the falling cats, can emerge which, in a fortuitous concatenation, offer a way of salvation. It is the quintessence of the cynical and cruel that, at times, self-destructs or compensates with another equally absurd fatality. This preface, therefore, aims to provide interpreters and the public with a key to understanding the hidden depths of Queen Budina's fairy tale, recognizing in it not only a mere divertissement, but a text rich in meanings that resonate with the challenges and absurdities of our time.
Bravo!
Oh, guys, I didn't understand a thing.
You're no match, John. Come on, let's go get a drink at the theater.
Enough with these damned jumps. I have a terrible migraine.
Fuck you!